still a few weeks away from baseball spring training getting up and going, but pitchers and catchers reporting here relatively soon. And, of course, baseball making some headlines yesterday with the Astros story having another chapter added, and that was the results, the investigation coming back from Major League Baseball, and then the fallout that saw both Lunau and Hinch out of jobs there in Houston. Joining us now on the phone lines to talk some MLB is Richard Justice, the great Richard Justice from MLB.com. And Richard, we do appreciate your time this afternoon. You've seen a lot of crazy stories in baseball over the years, scandals, etc., and cheating. And the Astros are by no means the only team that's ever been accused of cheating, and the only team currently accused of cheating. But Richard, in knowing all of the buildup, reading the Manfred report, and then finally seeing what MLB elected to do with the Astros yesterday, what were your thoughts when you saw that punishment dropped?
Probably that he had no choice. That two things on Luno was just that you're the guy in charge. Second, you created a culture that is terrible in dealing with other clubs, dealing with the media, and you put winning at all costs above everything else. In other words, you lost sight of your ethics and all of that. And my initial thought was that Luno would be banned for life and that A.J. Hinch would get a one-year suspension. So Jim Crane took care of it and did what he had to do. And so, you know, you can take the cloud out of the front office. You just say, okay, we're going to get a whole new front office. These guys aren't here anymore. The problem is the cloud in the clubhouse with everything all those players accomplished the last 3 years, all the great things they did. Everything you do is going to be called into question. You know, people say, why didn't they vacate the World Series? They did something just as effective as vacating the World Series. They tainted it.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to go next, because owner Jim Crane said that he doesn't feel that the World Series title is tainted. But like you just said, it feels like it is to me. I mean, how is it to you?
Yeah, of course it is. And, but, you know, he's saying what he wants to say. Look, the background, I'm not, you guys know this. Like, Houston was always the team that watched others celebrate, always watched the other team celebrate on their diamond, on their court, basketball court, or in their, you know, they were the team that blew a 32-point lead to Buffalo. And to have this moment where this hurricane-ravaged city embraced this team, and this team embraced the city, and this team that played with such joy and energy. I mean, it was unimaginably sweet. The year before, we'd seen the Cubs win, which I didn't think anything could top that. But for somebody who lives in Houston, watching the Astros win just was off the charts. I was on the field after Game 7, and the two Hall of Famers, Biggio and Bagwell, were like, they were just speechless. They had lumps in their throat. And now you've called all of that. You've sort of tainted all of that. And what happens now, like, the players are going to have to answer those questions directly or indirectly for as long as you can imagine. What if they're five games under 500 in July 1 and Altuve hitting 210? It'll be, aha, you guys couldn't do it playing by the rules. The only way you get past it is you go 20-5, play deep into the playoffs again and erase it and say, see, we were the real deal. Because I think it's still unclear whether they cheated in 2019 or not. But it doesn't matter. You go back and look, wow, he looked like he was sitting on that pitch. Everything gets called into question once you've opened that door.
Have you heard from front offices around the league on if they think this was fair and if they're satisfied with how this went, the punishment?
Well, everybody complains. I may be talking to the wrong people. Jeff Luno doesn't seem to be particularly popular, and I think there were a lot of clubs are glad to see him get what he got. AJ, people love AJ. I love AJ. I think they're sorry. But the thing is, what is leadership? Leadership is doing the right thing, even when it's not all that pleasant. The owner, Jim Crane, said yesterday, I don't want to be dealing with this. I hate dealing with this, but I'm going to deal with it. And I'm going to do the right thing for us as an organization and us as a city. We have to hold ourselves to a higher standard. And he did it. And it was unpleasant. And his voice cracked a couple of once at least. And, you move on, but, you know, you can't really – it's going to be a long time getting over it.
I think you saw why Crane is so successful just by watching him and how he handled such a heavy task of that press conference. Richard Justice, MLB.com, joining us here on ESPN Central Texas. And Richard, cheating's been something throughout sports and baseball for ever and ever. Obviously, it's another kind of ugly chapter for the game of baseball, but how many teams are just thankful that they haven't had the microscope put on them or got caught in the act? Like, how widespread do you think this was, or do you think we really are talking about, you know, like a handful or a couple of teams being heavily involved in this type of act?
You know, I think everybody looks for whatever advantage they can get. And, you know, sign stealing is part of the game. Like, guys like Frank Robinson could look at a pitcher and know. Tony Gwynn could look at a pitcher and know what the guy was going to throw before he threw it and just could tell by the arm slot and all that. That's intuitive. That's part of a culture. That's part of a lifetime in the game. That is the game. When you use all the electronics, that makes an uneven playing field, because if you're playing the Astros and they have cameras here, there, and everywhere, and they have monitors set up here, that means you're playing with an uneven playing field, and it strikes at the integrity of the game. You go to a game, you want to know both sides are playing by the same rules.
We know that the GM's gone. We know that the manager is gone. Also is gone is some draft picks that they're going to have. How much is this going to hurt the Astros as they continue to build this team? And they want to have success down the line, but now they don't have first-round picks, second-round picks, and they're out some money.
Yeah, they wanted to build something sustainable. They traded four prospects to get Zach Greinke. That puts them on – that depletes your farm system. Those four guys will all play in the big leagues this year at a minimum salary. And now you take four high draft picks away from them. It's the most important things teams have now are payroll flexibility and elite prospects. And you've just hit the Astros with the elite prospects part of it at a time when the farm system was already a little bit down. Yeah, that's the part. You know, what in saying goodbye to the GM and the manager yesterday, it took so much oxygen out of the room. It's going to take a while to get around that just the draft pick part of it will be a while figuring it out. I mean, they got bigger fish to fry right now. Like, hey, who's in charge? And yeah. Jim Crane said, right now I'm in charge of the baseball ops. He hasn't been a hands-on owner. You know, Drake McClain was much more hands-on. But Jim was in the room last week when they were going through the arbitration preparations and all of that. And, you know, he just – one thing he has a – I think he believes they have good people there, and what you do is you just what leadership is you try to get the best information, and somebody has to make a decision. For now, that's him.
What do you think Alex Cora is looking at punishment wise, Richard?
I don't think he's going to manage in 2020. You know, I mean, he's mentioned in the report 11 times, and he was the mastermind behind the scheme. So he's going to pay. He's going to regret doing this. That's going to be the bottom line.
Richard Justice, MLB.com, joining us here on ESPN Central Texas. So the Astros are going to hire a manager and a general manager. And I know that the emotions are going to come into play somewhat here, Richard. But on paper, do you feel like this is a team that can rebound from an offseason of bad headlines and still go out there and put the same type of product they've been putting out the last few years? Or do you think that this off the field takes a toll to the on the field product as well?
Well, yeah, AJ was so important to what they've done, to the culture, the communication. I mean, he was unbelievably great. So there you have that, and then you take 200 innings and 300 strikeouts out of the rotation, Garrett Cole. So after winning 107, there's going to be some slippage there. They don't know about their top pitching prospect, Forrest Whitley. They don't know what to expect. But their everyday lineup's really good. You know, they have one more year of George Springer, one more year of Michael Brantley. One more year of Josh Reddick. They're really in a good spot from that standpoint, and what they need is some of the young pitchers to stand up. What I'm saying is the team's going to be good, probably still easily the favorite to win the AL West, but a lot of things have changed, and also when you look at the division, Texas has gotten better, Anaheim has gotten better, and Oakland is Oakland. Oakland's going to compete.
Just to be 100% clear, Lunau, he's out of a job, Hinch is out of a job, but they can serve their suspension at the same time, right?
Yeah, they're done in 2020.
Okay.
They could be employed in 2021. It would be interesting to see if anybody wants to hire them.
And that was my next question. Do you think Hinch will get another shot in baseball as a manager, Richard?
Yeah, he is so well-liked, and he's going to do an apology tour. I don't know if that's the right phrase. He in the report said, I should have stopped it, and I didn't stop it. That's a mistake. I think it's very hard to find somebody with his communication skills and his touch with the players. So, you know, a year from now, if he's managing the White Sox or the Padres, I would be the least surprised person in the room.
Richard Justice, MLB.com, joining us here on ESPN Central Texas. Hey, Richard, baseball's right around the corner, so I know that's exciting. We do appreciate your time, as always. Always a thrill to talk with you, and hope you have a great week.
Okay, thank you. You guys, too.